Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth. Retirement planning is more than just saving money. It's creating the life you've always dreamed of with financial freedom. I specialize in retirement and legacy planning. Build a strong financial portfolio so you'll enjoy retirement and leave your family a strong financial legacy. Secure your financial freedom. Call me, Mike Venaria Jr. at 856-252-0107.
Securities through Sanctuary Securities, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services through Sanctuary Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Ausperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Well, Cash Patel does a great job on Capitol Hill today. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. People are freaking out about drones, not because they're scared, because they're frustrated that the government is gaslighting us again. And Javier Milei crushing it in Argentina. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. I appreciate you being here today. I appreciate you calling into the show. And I appreciate the fact that you are taking the time out of your day to call to the show to share with me your thoughts on this subject. I texted Dana last night. I told her that it's all everybody wants to talk about. It is. It's true. Northern Command says at this time, what did they say here? Let me just back this up for a second here. It says at this time we are not doing anything, basically, is what they said. The Pentagon is denying that this is Iran. They're saying it's no threat. So it's like the lab leak theory. Remember the lab leak when they said, we don't know the source of COVID, but we know it didn't come from the lab? And you're like, well, how do you know it didn't come from a lab if you don't know the source? Remember that? Remember that whole thing? Same gaslighting with this. It's like, well, we know that's not foreign, but we don't know anything about it. NORAD has, at this time, we have not been requested to assist with these events. That's the U.S. Northern Command. Total incompetence by this administration. Total incompetence. We talked to Senator Mike Testa about it earlier today. And lawmakers are just incredibly frustrated because they had a briefing and it was a total waste of time. Total waste of time. But here's what Dana Perino said on the 5. Matt DeSantis was finally able to get it, even though John McGrody was able to get a screenshot and a capture and a video and send it to me 10 minutes ago. But it's all right, DeSantis. We'll get you into the 21st century at some point.
This is better quality than a screen capture. This is good stuff.
Don't you mock McGrody's quality? His quality is outstanding. The man's he's like the Steven Spielberg of our time. All right, go ahead.
And then they don't know. And with the spy balloon that you mentioned in China, remember everyone for a week we were like, what is that? What's going on? What are they doing? And basically, the government, the Biden administration, said that they were never going to tell us anything anyway. So no wonder people are worried about it, because it's not just one hot air balloon. This is multiple SUV-sized drones, and I'll tell you why I knew this was a big deal. One, Rich Zeoli, who's our Fox News affiliate radio guy in Pennsylvania and Philly, he said on his radio show yesterday, for 3 hours, he takes calls. Mm-hmm. Every single call was about this.
Yeah, sure.
And then I got a call from my dad. He's like, what is going on?
See that? Nice. Dana's my buddy. She's the best. Will you send that to Dawn, please, DeSantis? To Dawn Stensland?
Stensland, yeah. I just have to record it first. Yep.
All right, cool. Yeah, record it. Save it for posterity. Send me a copy. I got to send it to Mama Zeoli. You know the drill. You know how this works. You get a shout-out on a national show. You got to preserve it for all posterity. So Susan's in the Northeast. Susan, hello. How are you?
Hey, Rich. So, I have to agree with you. It's totally infuriating because they're gaslighting us. And I have one question for you. We already know the answer. But what is the National Guard's role in all of this? I mean, I know they have an air National Guard. We have a National Guard. Aren't they supposed to be guarding our nation? So where have they been in this whole conversation, just like the previous caller that talked about the Coast Guard?
Yeah, it's a great question. And the assets that we probably need here are federal assets beyond the scope of the state, and the federal government's doing nothing about it.
And if you go on the Air National Guard website, it says they have careers in there for remotely piloted aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a whole division that does this, and they work with the state and federal agencies. So where are they in all this? And it's just total gaslighting, like you said. And you're doing a great job, and thank you.
Well, thank you, Susan. I appreciate it very much. You have a great night. Drive safe. 855-839-1210. Here's the Pentagon spokesperson from earlier today, Sabrina Singh. Okay, now pay attention to this. This is what I mean about gaslighting. Okay? Gaslighting comes from an old movie, and I didn't know this at first, but the audience educated me on this, and thank you for that. It comes from an old movie, which I've since seen, and essentially now it's about a husband who makes his wife think that she's going insane, and that's where the term gaslighting comes from. And it's used by people who are particularly narcissistic people, and they're manipulative people, and they gaslight you, and usually it's to keep you distracted from something else that's going on. So, for example, if somebody's committing adultery, they will gaslight their partner into making them feel like they're crazy, even though they know that the evidence is all right there. You know what I mean? That's really one of the most classic examples of it in kind of our modern day age. But the government does it to us all the time by telling us what something isn't, even though they know the answer, and then making us think that we're crazy by calling us tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. So it's like, think about it this way. You know, the jealous wife says to the husband, I think you're having an affair. I saw lipstick on your collar. And he's like, you're crazy. You're jealous and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, he's stupping the secretary or his boss, because, you know, we have to update it for modern times, obviously. But he makes her think that she's crazy. That's gaslighting. Or in the case of the government, we know the virus comes from a lab, but they tell us that we're conspiracy tinfoil hat people for saying it came from a lab when they know it came from a lab. See what I mean? That's gaslighting. That's how I would equate that. So the government knows exactly what these things are. The government is gaslighting again. And what they do with the conspiracy thing is the same thing that a unfaithful spouse does, or an unfaithful lover does, which is to make the person believe that it's them, that they are paranoid, that they're jealous, all these things. The government, when they gaslight you, they make you think you're a tinfoil hat conspiracy kook, and nobody wants to be a tinfoil hat conspiracy kook, just like nobody wants to be a jealous, paranoid, insecure lover. You don't want to have somebody question your manhood. You know, if you question your lover's whereabouts, your girlfriend or your wife's whereabouts, and she questions your manhood, you don't want that, obviously. You don't want the government saying that you're a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. Nobody wants to be called that. That's the game. That's gaslighting. And so what happens is people eventually just stop pursuing what they know to be the obvious answer. Because that's ultimately what the goal of gaslighting is. The goal is to get away with it, to have you stop asking questions so that they can continue doing what they're doing without you ultimately finding out. Fauci's a gaslighter. Francis Collins is a gaslighter. Those are some classic examples of that. Chris Ray's a gaslighter. Merrick Garland's a gaslighter. And I think that Sabrina Singh is a gaslighter, too, because pay close attention here to what she says. So she says, we don't know what these things are, but we know what they aren't. How can you know that? Out of curiosity. If you don't know what they are, how can you know what they're not? All right? Take a listen.
Jen, Sabrina, can you tell me what the Pentagon is doing to address this issue of drone sightings over New Jersey? It's near sensitive installations. The FBI is involved. What is the Pentagon doing?
Sure. So at this time, so aware of those drone sightings that have been reported, at this time, we have no evidence that these activities are coming from a foreign entity or the work of an adversary. We're going to continue to monitor what is happening, but, you know, at no point were our installations threatened when this activity was occurring.
Can you rule out that these are American drones or U.S. military drones?
These are not U.S. military drones. Again, this is being investigated by local law enforcement. What our initial assessment here is that these are not drones or activities coming from a foreign entity or adversary.
Representative Jeff Van Drew, who is a Republican from New Jersey, was just on the air saying that Iran launched a mothership probably about a month ago that contains these drones, and that that mothership is off the coast of the east coast of the United States. Is there any truth to that?
There is not any truth to that. There is no Iranian ship off the coast of the United States, and there's no so-called mothership launching drones towards the United States.
Okay. Got it? So we know what they aren't, but we don't know what they are. How do you know what they aren't? It's the same friggin' thing. Ah, it's so frustrating. And that's the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Greg is in the Northeast. Hello, Greg. How are you, my friend?
Hello, Rich. How you doing? Hi, guys. Here we go. You got NORAD. You have National Guard, all the feds, the Coast Guard. Why don't we just skip all the heavy hitters and go to the heaviest hitter of all, Mama Zioli, and get some investigative report? Wasn't she responsible? Wasn't she the one to report it and had the balloon blown out of the air over South Carolina, if I remember correctly?
Yeah. Yes. Do we have the audio of that, Justin?
I think they're blowing it up.
That was the official Mama Zioli on-the-ground report for us.
Then why are we even messing around with the rest of these slouches when we can go heavy hitter? We might as well go right to the top.
So I agree.
I think, forget the gaslighting and all the nonsense. The whole world's going, we're going crazy in this country. We can see it. Stop it. It's not even gaslighting anymore. Remember the song by Shaggy, It Wasn't Me? That's the defense we're going to have to start using. This is There's no more gaslighting. Now he's just going to say, it wasn't me. It wasn't
me. It wasn't me. Remember that Eddie Murphy bit? He's like, I saw you. It wasn't me. Well, maybe it wasn't you then.
That's exactly what they're trying. They're trying, you know, it came out. Where's the lab? It's in Wuhan. Where'd it come from? Wuhan. But it wasn't there. You know, it's the same exact thought pattern. I'm like, we lost our damn mind if they think we're going to believe that.
And they literally told us that they didn't know where the virus came from, but they knew it didn't come from the lab. That's literally what they said back then.
And that's exactly. And how about that lady you just had on? We know it's not that, but we don't know we don't know what it is, but we know it's not bad. This is come on, people, you have to get better at this because we can see this now. We have
you need to
be
better liars, okay?
Yeah. Yes. We need one more thing, though, Rich. You better really start watching your back. Because now, I always stick up for DeSantis. I think now he's got the coup going, even though he's gonna have a lot of an uphill battle. He doesn't want you to get any more credit. He wants you. Remember, you had the President of the United States on, 45, 47, and he was trying to cut you out and make you lose your time. Remember all this? Remember
He took 31 seconds away from me with the president.
No,
38 seconds, actually.
And then he couldn't just find that clip. I was listening to the clip while I was on hold.
Right.
So don't tell me. I'm like, I don't know. Justin better be warming up.
He's gaslighting all of us, Greg. DeSantis is the biggest gaslighter there is.
It's not true.
It wasn't me. That's Shaggy. He's Shaggy the performer. It wasn't me.
Thank you, Greg.
That's
appreciate it, buddy. Have a good night. Paul's in the Northeast. Paul, how you doing, my man?
Hey, good afternoon, Rich. If the senator is right and this is a drone ship, My concern is this is how the Iranians and the Houthis are taking out commercial shipping in the Red Sea.
That's a great observation, yeah.
This could be a setup for an attack on our commerce, or at least to get as much information on our shipping routes as these fools can before in the next 35 days.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me very much of, do you remember how America got into World War I with the sinking of the Lusitania?
Yeah, yeah, the sinking of Lusitania. But what's more pertinent is if you go to World War II, the Germans, after the attack on Pearl Harbor, sent 12 submarines over across the sea to attack our shipping on the East Coast. It was called Operation Drumbeat. And they did more damage to our war effort than the Japanese did at Pearl Harbor.
No, I see your point. I guess I'm just saying that the sinking of the Lusitania was used by Woodrow Wilson to justify America's entry into World War One. If you've got a government that is very worried about Donald Trump stopping war, and a military-industrial complex that's very nervous about the funds drying up, and then one of our commercial ships is shot down by a drone, an Iranian drone or Chinese drone or something like that, well, that sort of justifies U.S. involvement, does it not?
Yeah, World War III.
So that's what, in my mind, just clicked with your analogy on that. And by the way, there's a lot of controversy over the sinking of the Lusitania, whether or not it really was the way the official story. But that's for another show. Paul, thank you for the call, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you for taking me. Goodbye.
You bet. Tom's in Westchester. Tom, how are you?
Hi, Rich. That's it. I was listening, and, you know, nobody's ever mentioned the FAA. And note that's actually the agency that regulates drones.
Yeah.
And if your drone is over a certain size, it's got to be registered with the FAA. And those people usually start screaming, you know, if there's a drone that's not authorized to be flying. So, and nobody has even mentioned these guys. Why hasn't anybody gone to the FAA and said, drones are your responsibility? Who do these things belong to?
Because I don't think these are commercial. I think they're beyond the scope of anything that's commercially available based on the size and the battery. Go ahead.
Once they're over a certain size or fly at a certain altitude, it's the FAA, no matter who owns it.
Correct.
So why hasn't anybody asked about the FAA? These are large drones.
So I'm trying to answer your question, Tom.
I haven't heard it on the radio. I haven't heard your people. I haven't heard it on the news.
Okay. All right. Listen, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to answer the question. I appreciate the call, Tom. I'm going to answer the question, so stay tuned, okay? Here's what they have said regarding the FAA, okay? What they have said regarding the Federal Aviation Administration is that the FAA has told them that these are not drones that they have that are registered with them or that they believe are commercially available drones that would need to be registered with the FAA. That is what the lawmakers are being told by officials within the authorities on behalf of the Federal Aviation Administration. So to your point about how over a certain size and everything else, they should be regulated and everything else, correct. You're exactly right. But I think it's fair to say this is not a drone hobby club. This is not a couple of rich guys flying their drones at night who just, you know, haven't gotten around to registering with the FAA. This is beyond the scope of what would be registered with the FAA because Iran's not registering with the FAA. China's not registering with the FAA. If this is our own military doing exercises and they just don't want to tell us, well, our military is not registering these drones with the FAA. So that's the answer with regards to the FAA. Sean is in Hamilton, New Jersey. Sean, how are you?
Hey, Rich, how are you? It's always a pleasure to call in, even though I don't call in that often, because the wait time is like a recharging for a drone.
Well, I appreciate your patience. Thank you. Busy day-to-day with the phones.
I know. But I sent you a video the other night, and that previous caller just hit something on the head. If you remember last week, I sent you a video the other day of the video I took of the drone on Friday night. My house kind of goes southern towards Fort Dix. This thing flew from the Fort Dix area and went up north along the turnpike. But Last week, it was extremely, extremely windy. There's zero chance these things are recreational drones in that type of wind that we had last week, if you remember how windy it was.
Recreational drones can't stay in the air for 6 or 7 hours. You know what I mean? And that's
true.
The thing
true.
Is that, you know, the battery time on these drones to be able to stay in the air for 6 or 7 hours, there's nothing commercially available like that on the market. At least that we know of, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, that doesn't mean that some rich guy can't afford one, but that's not what we're talking about here, obviously.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I just want to let the Zeoli Army know out there, and I got some, our friend Chris Eppolito's out there listening right now and all, but I don't know if these guys know it, but Fox News or Fox News Station, you were on Saturday night. I don't know if anybody knows that or not.
Well played, Sean. Well played, my friend.
Great talking to you, my friend.
Great talking to you, buddy. Thank you very much. Yes, in case you're not sure what Sean is referring to, perhaps I failed to mention it, but I was on Fox News Saturday night on Fox News, the show being Fox News Saturday Night with Jimmy Failla on Fox News. That was this past Saturday night, and there you go. Oh, by the way, Fox News is showing Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Hegseth crossing in the hallway and saying hello, and as they're on Capitol Hill talking to all the senators and saying hello. Susan Collins said she had a very productive meeting today. President-elect Trump reacting to Chris Wray stepping down and saying this is time now to end the weaponization of our government. The president is not looking to keep the weaponization going. He's not looking to use the weaponization against his enemies, despite all the hysterics and lies you heard from the left. This president is looking to end it. And I say bravo, Mr. President. That is what the Constitution requires. You are a man of your word. I never had any doubt. And I'm glad to hear the president say that. And I truly believe Donald Trump will end the weaponization of this government, because there's nobody else who can but him. Truly. All right. So December 20th, live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. You going to join us? You better join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. And hey, maybe we can watch the drones from the fifth floor ballroom where we're doing the show. Who knows? All I know is that it's my happy place for a reason. I love being at the Grand Hotel, and you'll love it there, too. We always have a great time. These live shows are a blast, and you'll love staying there if you haven't made your reservation yet. So what's to love at the Grand Hotel? Well, everything. But a couple highlights for you. First of all, kids are going to be on winter break soon, so think about doing a midweek stay there. They got the indoor heated pool. They got Hemingway's restaurant right on site. And they have the holiday season family splash package. When you stay multiple nights, you're going to save up to 20% off their regular room rates, and breakfast is included at Hemingway's restaurant. And there's so much to do. The gigantic indoor heated swimming pool, like I mentioned, an arcade, and a full restaurant and bar right on site, right on property. And, you know, they go all out for Christmas in Cape May. Beautiful. They've got festival shops, boutiques. They've got the holiday light tours. Oh, the kids will love it. And it's going to be great. And if you're looking for something to do on New Year's Eve, well, they have their grand New Year's Eve package. You can ring them a new year overlooking the ocean with the fifth floor ballroom where we do the show. 5-hour premium open bar, hors d'oeuvres, a surf and turf dinner, and then nonstop dancing all night and a champagne toast at midnight. For information and details on all of their holiday packages, visit their website at grandhotelcapemay.com. You will not be disappointed. You will love it, okay? You're going to love it there. I'll tell you something else, too. Whenever you go, you'll appreciate the fact that the staff goes above and beyond. That matters to me in a big, big way. So make your reservation today by going to grandhotelcapemay.com or 800-257-8550, grandhotelcapemay.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Oh, yeah, baby. 855-839-1210. We have audio of Senator Susan Collins of Maine reacting to her meeting with Pete Hegseth today. He's been working the rounds on Capitol Hill. Take a listen.
Senator, what do you think? Is Pete Hegseth someone you can support?
Well, first let me say that I had a good substantive discussion that lasted more than an hour. We covered a wide range of topics, ranging from defense procurement reforms to the role of women in the military, sexual assault in the military, Ukraine, NATO, a wide range of issues. I obviously always wait until we have an FBI background check, and one is underway in the case of Mr. Hegseth, and I wait to see the committee hearing before reaching a final decision.
What is your level of skepticism? What is your level of skepticism about him? Can you, even if you might vote for him, what is your skepticism?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you mean. I mean,
are there problems with military, sexual assault? Are there problems with his positions on Ukraine? What where are the areas that you think are the problem areas?
Well, we had a good discussion. I'm not going to go into to every question I asked, although I asked virtually every question under the sun.
So did you press him on the allegations against
him? I pressed him on both his position on military issues as well as the allegations against him. So I don't think there was anything that we did not cover.
Did you ask him specifically about his stance about women in combat?
We got to get to the vote. Did he clear? Thank you guys so much.
All right, and Pete Hegseth said he looks forward to the FBI investigation, the FBI background check. So good. Let's go to Brian in the Northeast. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing good. I wanted to comment on the drones. You know, I don't think it's any kind of foreign actor or terrorist group meant to do us harm, because they wouldn't tip their hats by flying these drones around in a circle. Because that would start people asking questions, as it has. The first time we would hear about them is when they're dropping bombs on Manhattan or something like that. You know, it's probably some sort of U.S. military project that obviously the Pentagon is not telling us the truth about, and they're trying to razzle-dazzle or confuse the issue. Also, logically, you can rule things out. Remember the old Sherlock Holmes saying, you know, once you eliminate the impossible explanations, the only thing left, however strange, is the solution.
Yeah, I guess. But to say definitively that they don't know something, how do you not know it?
Well, they're lying to us. They do know it, but they're throwing people off the track. Remember the general thought about all those UFOs? Well, I'll bet you it was military experimental aircrafts. And the military, as far as they're concerned, are not going to tell us this. They're going to say, oh, well, maybe it is aliens, right? Or maybe it is a weather balloon.
When they come out and they say definitively that it's not foreign, how do they know? Like, how do they know that?
Well, again, logically, they could rule that out.
But that's okay. That's a theory, though. But they don't logically. Right. They don't know for sure. They have a theory that it's not foreign, and they could say that. They could say we're theorizing it's not foreign, but they're just outright dismissing it, just like they dismissed outright that the virus came from the Wuhan lab.
Right, or perhaps maybe their radar tracked it back.
Or maybe they're just lying to us because that's what they... Yes. Let me ask you this. When they ruled out the Wuhan lab, did you do the Sherlock Holmes thing with that? Or did you say that they were full of it?
I actually did Occam's razor when they said, oh, it's probably this wet market. But when you have this virology laboratory in the same city that it broke out in, Occam's razor tells us it came from the lab.
Yeah, but they told us back then it didn't. They said they eliminated that and that it did not come from the lab. So,
well,
again, their track record of lying to us is why I don't think your Sherlock Holmes analogy works, because they have a proven track record of absolutely lying. They may have a theory that it's not foreign, but they can't definitively rule that out. How could they?
Well, again, if they were being truthful to us, they could. There's radar tracks. maybe they captured a drone and they found out that it's some commercial thing. Like, obviously, there's things we don't know because, you know, it's top secret military stuff. But again, like you said, I do not at this point trust our own government.
That's the problem. Brian, thanks for the call. I appreciate it very much. 855-839-1210. That's the problem. I mean, you know, we're talking about, yeah, if it's coming over the ocean, yeah, we could figure out if there's a ship out there launching drones. But that's one theory. They could be domestically launched drones and still foreign owned. They could be foreign operatives who are here domestically using those drones. There's other different ways here. I don't believe them. They're like, no, it's definitely not foreign. No, we know that. We just don't know what it is, but it's not a foreign government. Like, okay, all right, great. So we know what it isn't because you're telling us that. Joe is in Bordentown. Joe, how are you?
Okay, I'd just like to say, if I were Lex Luthor, right, I'd have our cargo containers in China loaded with these drones, right? And say they were like portable generators or something, have them unloaded in New York and move them to like an abandoned industrial facility and launch them from there.
Yeah, I mean, that's it makes a lot of sense, right? You bring them into the country on a container ship. I think they only inspect about 2% of all the container ships that actually come into the United States of America, you know,
right.
Physically inspect them. So, yeah, that's one way of getting them in, for sure. Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to mention is there's this Earl Naval Weapons Station in Sandy Hook where they have this 3-mile-long pier where they rearm our missile subs. There's nukes there in Earl.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of reason for an enemy, and thanks for the call, Joe. There's a lot of reason for an enemy to want to surveil the eastern seaboard of the United States of America. A lot of reasons. So it probably will turn out to be that it's the United States military. But given that we had a freaking Chinese spy balloon fly over the entire country, I don't think you can just dismiss the fact that it's foreign. I really don't. And given that there are people who are very interested in keeping the United States engaged militarily, when you have a president coming in a month who does not want to keep the United States engaged militarily, I would just caution you to use a little skepticism that if it is foreign, that they would be looking the other way because if something happens, it could drag the United States of America into a conflict. So how many times have we seen that play out before in our nation's history? Where something happens to drag the United States of America into a conflict. And I'm not suggesting that we did it. Like, I don't believe we attacked Pearl Harbor. Of course, there's great debate over whether or not Roosevelt knew it was coming, whether or not he knew it was that day or not. There's great questions around the sinking of the Lusitania. There's obviously great questions around, did we know 9/11 was going to happen? I mean, you could still believe that Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden were behind 9/11. You don't have to believe it was an inside job to still question whether or not the government knew it was coming. And again, it's always a matter of whether they let these things happen or not, or it's faulty intelligence or not. But then the result always does seem to be the United States of America getting involved in something that is a very long, drawn out conflict. I mean, the Gulf of Tonkin is another great example with regards to Vietnam. So all I'm saying is I think if we've learned anything, it's just be skeptical of whatever our government is telling us. And there was a time when I would not have said that. I would not have said that. I wouldn't have engaged in that thinking because it would have been the kind of stuff that was reserved for other shows and other stations and other time slots. But then I went through COVID like you did, and I watched them lie, and I saw the Hunter Biden laptop, and I watched them lie, and I saw the Russia collusion, and I watched them lie. And I mean, how much more evidence do we need that your spouse is cheating on you before you turn around and say, all right, I'm done? You know what I mean? So that's how I look at this situation. Let's go to Mark in Westchester. Mark, how are you? Mark, you there? Okay, no, Mark. Let's go over to Matt is in Hammondtown. Matt, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Rich? Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
I don't understand if this was Iran, why they wouldn't make that public. That's the only thing I guess I would argue. If you're arguing that these individuals want us that are currently...
That's not my argument. I'm not pushing that argument. I'm just simply saying we can't dismiss it.
But if this was a foreign entity and these individuals that are currently in power, the deep state, want to keep us in war and want to initiate a conflict, why wouldn't they say that? That's the only thing I guess I don't understand. And I just don't understand why Iran would do this. They have their enough issues already with what's going on in the Middle East and Syria and with Israel. I just don't know why. It doesn't fit my...
Because flying an aerial drone over the United States does not justify military violence. Otherwise, we would have attacked China for flying a spy balloon over the United States, right?
Right, correct, yeah. But it is an invasion of airspace.
Yeah, and but that's these not are enough to justify military action.
Right, but it would set a precedent of we have something to be more concerned about.
We already have a precedent. We had a Chinese spy balloon fly over the entire country. We already have that precedent, and we did nothing about it. So the precedent's set.
I guess, but...
The theory is we don't do military action if it's a balloon, but we do it if it's a drone? No,
well,
of course
not. I don't know. I'm looking forward to your next episode about the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot, because you're just going to be conspiracy theorists now. It's not very... It doesn't really work.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? What are we going to talk about next? The Ouija boards, or this is a good show.
How about COVID when they told us it didn't come from a lab? Remember that?
I think it came from Bigfoot, to be honest with you. The Yeti, maybe.
Uh-huh. That's cute.
Chinese.
How about the Hunter Biden laptop when they told us it was Russian disinformation? Do you remember that?
I did see the video of him with the Loch Ness Monster. That did make me freaked out.
Oh, you're hysterical. How about the time that the government told us Donald Trump was a Russian agent? Remember him peed on a bed in Moscow? Do you remember that?
Aliens, man. Bermuda Triangle. I mean, you know what I mean? It's all there. You just got to open your eyes.
Do you have any more creative lines to give, or is that all you got?
Well, no, I'm looking forward. What are we going to talk about next? That whole horrible thing that happened in the Siberian Alps? Where the hikers got eaten by the creature in the Black Lagoon?
I'm pretty sure the creature of the Black Lagoon wasn't in the Syrian Alps.
Well, you gotta look into it. They have a different name for it in Russian.
Okay. Do you have another little analogy you want to give? Go ahead.
No, but if this doesn't work out for
good measure, go ahead.
Doesn't work out for you, National Enquirer, man. That's your next job, buddy. You can be a great reporter there. I think you'll do real well.
Do you have another analogy you'd like to give of another conspiracy theory, like the moon made of cheese
lies we're hearing about Hegseth, like what unbelievable those lies. I mean, he's a really qualified candidate to be the head of our defense department. I'm ashamed, but the lies we're hearing.
I figured the anger would come out soon enough. Thank you, Matt. Have a wonderful evening. Enjoy your night. Let's go to Christian and Ambler. Christian, how are you?
Hey, Rich, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
So it's good, good. I was reading today. I mean, I know that there's a shortage of, I guess, federal judicial judges out there. And I guess there was a bipartisan Senate bill passed prior to the election. And I guess they were trying to get it done before the election. But then from what I'm hearing today is that Joe Biden's administration might veto this because it gave the bipartisan part of it was that it gave the next three administrations the ability to add 22 judges each administration. And I just was reading about this, that they were threatening to veto that today.
Okay, I will look into it. I'm not familiar with it, so I'll have to do a little research on it. I hate speaking out of turn, so I will look into it and talk to our friends probably at the Heritage Foundation, Edwin R. Meese Center, and get a response for you.
Nice. Cool. Thanks, Rich.
All right, buddy, you got it. 855-839-1210. Okay, so it's shocking, right, that a lefty caller would just put his absolute faith in whatever the government's telling us? Isn't that something? Amazing, right? I know. I'm shocked. I'm just as shocked as you are. Okay, so DuckDuckGo protects your privacy. Why do we need our privacy protected? Well, because we know that the government has spied on the American people. That was a big conspiracy theory until Edward Snowden revealed that for all of us. And yes, our government was spying on us. I know, crazy. But you see, it's not just the government, obviously, we have to worry about. It's also the private sector. Google and all these other advertisers out there, they love getting your data. Your internet service provider right now, who you're paying for being able to go online, or in Matt DeSantis' case, not paying for cable, they're also profiling your data. And everything you do online, they package it up and they sell it to the highest bidder. DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro protects you from that. A 3-in-1 privacy solution for $10 a month. $10 a month, you get the following. You get a VPN, a secure VPN, which is going to encrypt your data end-to-end so that nobody can see it, because nobody should be able to see it. You also get personal information removal. So all the information about you online is gone. That's a beautiful thing. And it also has identity theft restoration if, God forbid, your identity is ever stolen. Listen, if you've ever been through any of that, you know what it's like, what a headache it is, and what a financial burden it can be if somebody steals your identity. Plus, you don't want your personal information on the internet, and you don't want to be sold and have your browsing habits profiled, and I don't know, you never know what they can come up with down in the future. I know it might be conspiratorial to suggest that at some point maybe the government will look at all your search history to maybe make a profile out of you. Anyway, DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro will protect you. So sign up today. You get a 30-day free trial by going to DuckDuckGo.com/1210. DuckDuckGo.com/1210. You sign up today. The 30-day free trial is not going to be around forever, but hackers and scammers will be. Companies that spy on you and buy your data and sell your data will be. So sign up today. 30-day free trial, then it's only $10 a month. DuckDuckGo.com/1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Op-ed I hate more, by the way. It's a tie, and I was going to get into this. I'll have to do it tomorrow, but obviously we got a lot of drone talk today. But there's two. There's two op-eds that I hate equally. I'm not sure. Well, I shouldn't say equal. One probably more than the other. First one is this. Cash Patel doesn't belong at the FBI. At the NSC, he was less interested in his assigned duties than improving his loyalty to Donald Trump. Written by warmonger and hero to the left, John Bolton. Then there's also the Wall Street Journal editorial board, how Tulsi Gabbard sees the world. Now, if the Wall Street Journal editorial board is against her, then I think we can be very confident in saying we should be for her. I'll have to get into both of those tomorrow, though, because we're running very, very short on time. But I'd say, but I will tell you this, okay? I will tell you that Cash Patel did very well in Capitol Hill today. And I'm very excited. And Donald Trump said it's time to end the weaponization of our government because that swamp creature hack Chris Wray has resigned. He's done. He will be out of there. You think about the abuses of the FBI, and I went through them in detail with you earlier in the show today. But you can go back and listen to the podcast if you like. I've spent most of the opening of the show on it. I mean, it's the federal law enforcement powers of this government used for political purposes. That's what we've seen. That's what we've seen under this administration in ways we've not seen in our lifetime. And really, it goes back to 2016, but it heated up so much under Wray and Merrick Garland, and Chris Wray just let it happen. I mean, he emboldened it. And then ultimately raiding the former president's house, Mar-a-Lago, which, by the way, you notice how that they never got anything substantive out of that, that just... it just was all for show. It was done to make Donald Trump look bad, and that's why they did it. I mean, it's bottom line. So the fact that Trump said today the weaponization of our government will end, he's not looking to turn it around and use it against the people that have done him wrong, despite Joe Biden's, you know, these apparent rumored for, you know, anticipatory pardons. And Bill Clinton today saying that Hillary Clinton should get one, which I didn't get a chance to get into that today, but he did say that on The View. Either way, we'll talk more about that tomorrow, and we'll get hopefully more answers on the drone situation. Just, again, don't trust anything this government tells you, because they have a proven track record of gaslighting and lying to us. All right, have a great rest of your night tonight. Jimmy Failla and Fox Across America is next. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zioli. Catch me on Newsmax in about a half hour. Thank you.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.